White, Petoskey, Michigan, August 11th, 1890. Dear Willie, your letter just received and read with pleasure. Now you are at home, I must urge your coming here a few days or longer. Sarah will help you, and Edna, Kilbourne Steele, will be able to help you also. Do come up if possible. I want to see you here and counsel with you. I want you to see this place. I feel sometimes as though it is a terrible neglect of duty to be here while camp meetings are being held, but I again consider it is the first rest I have had in my life. I speak, however, twice each week, write from 12 to 25 pages nearly every day, then, when my head gets tired, I go out in the berry patch. Marion and I scour around and get berries enough for table use. Raspberries are plentiful yet, at a distance. They are getting scarce here. Marion and I each picked one quart. Two quarts do us well for a meal. The ravine is full of blackberries not ripe yet. I picked half a dozen ripe ones today. Elder Corliss is doing well. I am so glad. He has passed through this ordeal better than I expected. Dr. Lay has made great improvements. He is a good man. I wish you were here this moment. I cannot consent to give this up. You must come and see us and the place. I am glad you feel as you do about my attending camp meetings. I feel guilty sometimes. I must close this. I am not in my room, but in the tent, and am sending you these few lines in a hurry as the mail carriers, Sarah and Edna, are ready to start for town. The air is just splendid. All are hearty and terribly hungry when mealtime comes. Excuse this scribbling. Be perfectly free to remain in my home and do not feel the least bit troubled if you do not get a home this winter. I wrote you not long since not to pay Mrs. Hunt $1,500 for her place, for it is not worth it. You do not say what Otto Godsmark wrote to you. I cannot see to write more. Love to the dear children. Mother.